Worship the Lord, folks. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise the Lord. How about you? Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm going to praise the Lord. Come on, I'm going to praise it no matter what. No matter what kind of week I've had, no matter how bad I feel, I'm going to praise Him anyway. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Amen. Glory to God. I got too much to look forward to. Let me tell you something. I'm not looking behind me. That's yesterday. That's gone. I'm looking for what's coming. Amen. I'm looking, keeping my eyes on the prize. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Well, I've had a lot of troubles and trials in my little lifespan. When I'm standing alone and the battle gets hot, I just do the best that I can. Church, I've crossed a lot of high mountains. Lord, I've gone through a lot of little streams. But when I see old Jordan, I said, when I see old Jordan, church, when I get to old Jordan, glory to God, when I get there to old Jordan, hallelujah, I'm not going to fear because I've only got one more mountain to climb. One more valley to cross. Well, I got one more river to cross. One more mountain to climb. One more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my trouble behind. Only one more battle with the devil. No, he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Holding to his little scarred hand. Holding to his little scarred hand. Well, there's been a lot of people talk about me since I walked this narrow way. Just another little valley came through it when I pray. I've climbed a lot of high mountains, gone through a lot of little streams. When I see old Jordan, cold and dark, it's gonna be the last for me. Well, I got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb. One more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my trouble behind. Well, one more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. You see, I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. All I do is this God's hand. All I do is this God's hand. Well, I got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb. One more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my trouble behind. One more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Hold it to his best God hand. Hold it to his best God hand. Well, I got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more battle that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. Only one more battle with the devil, I know he'll understand. We're going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Hold it to his nail scarred hands. Hold it to his nail scarred hands. Sing it, church. I'm going through. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Hold it to his nail scarred hands. Hold it to his nail scarred hands. One more time. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Hold it to his nail scarred hands. Hold it to his nail scarred hands. Are you holding to the hands of the Lord this morning? Give Him praise in this house. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. How many came to have church this morning? Got anybody here who want to have church? Praise God. Go with us to the book of Deuteronomy this morning, into the second chapter. Praise God. Amen. There's a song that says, I woke up this morning feeling fine. Amen. Because during the night, Jesus was on my mind. Amen. Glory to God. Because I spent my night on my knees praying and seeking God. And that'll make you wake up fine. In the book of Deuteronomy this morning, in the second chapter, I want to read verses 1 through 7, if I may, this morning. Amen. We're so thankful that you're here this morning. Hope that you will be blessed by the Lord. God is so great. He's great. Sometimes I wonder if we praise Him greatly. The Bible says God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Are we doing our part? I know He's doing His part. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 7, beginning with verse 1, then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me. And we compassed Mount Seir many days, and the Lord spake unto me, saying, you have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. And command thou the people, saying, ye are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir. And they shall be afraid of you. Take ye good heed unto yourselves therefore. Meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land. No, not so much as a foot breadth, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession. Ye shall buy meat of them for money, that ye may eat. And ye shall also buy water of them for money, that ye may drink. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for another opportunity. God, together in one mind and one accord to worship and praise and honor you. Father, thank you for the testimonies of praise. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your anointing, for your salvation, for setting souls free. Father, I ask this morning that you would anoint these lips of clay. God is nothing more than a messenger and an oracle, God, that the Holy Ghost may speak to us this morning. God, help us to be submissive and obedient, God, to your will and to your word. Father, I pray that it would go forth this morning, God, and accomplish that you would have it to do, that you may receive honor and glory. And Father, we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise. You may be seated this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. My message title this morning would be this: One Promise Too Soon. One Promise Too Soon. I love the promises of God. I love the promises in the Word. Amen. And how many have known a walk with the Lord long enough to know that God has promises that are explicitly for individuals? I know that God blesses people. I know that God blesses churches. I know that God blesses opportunities. But I feel in my spirit and in my walk with God that there's sometimes that God has a blessing, amen, that He customized explicitly for you as an individual, because it won't fit anybody else. Come on. It's just not going to work for them. God knows them in a different circumstance and can, in fact, bless them. But I believe that God, in all of His wisdom and all of His might and all of His ability, that He sees special needs in our lives. And so He customizes and molds and makes a special blessing or anointing on behalf of us. And it may not look like someone else's blessing, okay? It may not feel like someone else is blessing. It has your signature upon it, and it has the Master's touch for it. And I thought about this as I began to pray this week and ask the leadership of the Holy Ghost as we stand to bring the message this morning. And it kept coming to my mind about the times that the children of Israel were on the threshold, amen, of a victory and of receiving the promise. Now, I don't know if there's anyone here in the congregation that is still awaiting a promise from God. Many, many times, God is an instantaneous God. He is an immediate God. But there are times, too, that because of God's reasoning and God's purpose, He causes us to wait upon that particular promise or that blessing. The children of Israel, the Bible tells us, have been in wait for some 40 years. Nearing the end of a 40-year wilderness journey. And a great portion of this wilderness journey was spent in sight of two mountains, Mount Horeb and Mount Seir. And I want you to understand, if the wilderness journey itself was not horrific enough or not as stressful enough, imagining, if you would, leaving Egypt bound for the promised land, only depending on God's word through Moses, his servant, and every day you wake up and you see one of these two mountains on the horizon. You're expecting a blessing. You're expecting a breakthrough. You're expecting God to intercede on behalf of whatever situation or petition you have placed before God. But you wake up in another morning and staring you right in the face is one of these two mountains. And imagine how distressed and imagine how upset and maybe impatient a group of people may become waiting on a promise that has been in the process of some 40 years. And all they see is a mountain range. And all they see is something that's keeping them from receiving and entering to the blessing that God Himself has promised them. I wonder if we sometimes grow weary facing a mountain each day, which make us sometimes speak to God in a way that we question Him. Why have you not moved this mountain? Why have you not set me free from this particular obstacle that I'm facing? Why is it, God, that seemingly every time I get the feeling a little victory in my life, I begin to see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, and then I'm made to realize that I'm still in the presence of a great mountain that I can't seem to be able to get around or to even get through. I would imagine this was pretty depressing to a group of people who was totally dependent on God for every facet of their life. The mindset of the children of Israel may very well be identified in maybe some cases that are very parallel to some of the attitudes that we face today. I would imagine, if truth be known, the children of Israel grew a little tired of promises. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His grace, for His understanding. Man, I would imagine that God hears a lot of our impatientness. I would imagine that many, many times on the verge or on the threshold of a great breakthrough, a spiritual anointing, we in fact as people become somewhat tired of promises. When will they be fulfilled? When will it take place? When will I see victory? When will I taste, amen, that glorious blessing that I have been preparing and waiting and praying for? So the children of Israel may have in fact had that mindset. Maybe they grew tired of hearing victory speeches when victory seemed very far away. And I know the leaders of the children of Israel were very obedient unto God, and they were trying to keep them together and trying to keep them full of hope and also telling them the promises that God had spoken to them. But I would imagine, if truth be known, there began to be a little a buzz through the congregation that we're kind of tired of these victory speeches and nothing ever coming to fruition. Tired of wandering through the wilderness and no place to call home. And finally, God speaks to Moses and said, "You've circled this mountain long enough." There's a time when the only vision of a mountain that I'm facing, I want it to be in my spiritual rearview mirror. There comes a time where if I've remained steadfast and faithful to God. And let me tell you, that time may not be in my anticipated time, but it will be in the time of God, which is in fact perfect. When I wake up and I don't see that mirror or don't see that mountain facing me anymore, that mountain that has been persistent in my life, that mountain that is every morning when I wake up, it is staring me in the face. And I'm not talking about a natural mountain now. I'm talking about an obstacle, whatever it may be. And if you think that just because you're a child of God and you're filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that there won't be mountains in your life, let me let you understand the Word of God. So many times there are mountains placed in our life. So not so we'll get discouraged, not so we'll throw our hands up and quit, but where we'll know where our victory comes from. And we'll know when God delivers us from a situation that you and I could never humanly possibly do on our own. It has to be through the mighty power of Almighty God. I don't know what your mountain is. You may have victory today, but let me tell you, one of these days, the only side of that mountain is going to be a rear view mirror behind you. You're going to leave it in the dust, and you're going to enter into that promise that God has provided for the children who remain steadfast. Now God instructs Moses to leave this mountain. You're about to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau. It's very interesting here that this particular few passages of Scripture is included here. Now begin to think about that. It's almost like God takes a different direction here, but in fact, when you read about it and ask God's leading, it is exactly in the right chronological order of God. So many times, we get our spiritual cart before the horses. Amen. When we talk about waiting on God, we testify about waiting on God, but in actuality we grow impatient from waiting on God because we're a people of immediate action. Amen. I guarantee you, we want things done yesterday. We want it done quickly. And always that is not, amen, the goal of God in our life. There is a reason we're going through what we're going through. There's a reason that we face situations in our life. And I will assure you, amen, God is going to be honored. God is going to be glorified. And God is going to be lifted up. It seems like we should have learned our lesson by now. Amen. Whenever we're hurt, whenever we're depressed, we need to lift our hands and praise God, not lower our head and moan and groan before God, but lift Him up in praise and honor and glory, because I know if I'm facing a trouble or trial, I know victory's just ahead. Glory to God. And any problem I'm facing is only temporary, because God is able to move, amen, any mountain and any obstacle in our life. So He says, you're about to pass through the coasts, amen, of your brethren, the children of Esau. I want you to understand right now, God cannot and will not break a promise. I want to repeat that again. God cannot and He will not break a promise. His promises are yes. His promises are yea. His promises will in fact come true. If you're holding out and waiting on a promise of God, don't you give up. Don't you throw your hands up and quit. Don't you hang your head in defeat. Amen. Just get ready, because it's about to come. It's on the horizon. It will come to pass as God has spoken it. God has never lied, and He never will break a promise. He says, you're going through the coast of your brethren Esau. You're about to pass through this coast. But I want you to know, this is not your promise. And God began to speak to me almost as vividly as I'm speaking to you now. Begin to tell me that some of those things that I desire, some of those situations that I'm praying for or that I'm looking for, is not my promise. Belongs to somebody else. Hallelujah. Now don't get discouraged. God has more promises in His bag. There's plenty. There's one just for you. A miracle that He's making even now. And I begin to think about that. God had promised the seed of Esau that mountainous area around Mount Seir. That's where He told them they could live, and it's where He told them they could exist. Amen. And God will not break His promise. So here comes the children of Israel.
I want you to understand that anything that now looks like a ray of hope is going to be readily accepted. Can I tell you, when you're down to your last prayer, when you're down and you don't think that you can sink any spiritually lower than what you are now, any ray of hope is going to look like victory. Any ray of hope is going to look like your promise. But can I tell you, through the power and through the Word of God, this may not be your promise. Looks good. I could live here. By the coast, God said, no, you're just passing through. Hallelujah. Oh, I hope I can convey this to you. You're just passing through. Meddle not with them. Your promise is yet to come. You buy the meat and you buy the water with money. You pay for that. But this is not your promise. You let them sustain you, but this is not where I want you. You receive of them, but this is not where you're going to dwell. Please listen to me if you're struggling. Please listen to me if you're trying to find a place, a spiritual rest in your life. God has not made a promise to you so that you can go in and live off of somebody else's promise, off of somebody else's blessing, off of someone, what somebody else is getting in touch with God. God has something specially for each and every one of us. And when we realize, God, I'm not quitting. I'll keep going until I reach that promised land, until I reach that blessing that you have provided for me. God, this blessing can sustain me. This promise can feed me. But that's not where I'm going to live. Come on, I'm still in journey. I still got one more river to cross. I still got one more mountain to climb. Thank God for the sustenance. Thank God for the encouragement. Let me just dwell for just a moment on encouragement. God bless those people who are, in fact, encouragers. Not discouragers. We've got a world full of discouragers. But thank God for those who are encouragers, because it helps people along their spiritual journey. Maybe they come to a place, you're there, and you're an encourager because you have already reached your promise with God. You're already dwelling and living in the spiritual anointing that God has placed upon your life. And when that stranger comes through, and when that person who has wandered in the wilderness, some spiritual wilderness and some dryness, and they're looking for a word of hope, they're looking for someone to pray for them, they're looking for someone to lift them up, you give them spiritual meat, you give them spiritual water. You pray with them and lift them up. Amen. And let me tell you, you encourage them because you say your blessing is on the way. Your blessing is still out there. Your promise is just a few steps farther. Don't give up now. You've come too far to turn back. There's too many rivers behind you. Too many mountains you've already gone through. Too many obstacles. Too many trials. I'm here to tell somebody today, don't give up. Don't quit. It's right there in front of you. No, it's not here. It's still there for you. Come on. Give faith in God. Put your trust in Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You buy meat and water from them to refresh you. And then you march on. And you march on. Hallelujah. Then God speaks to the children of Israel in a very personal way. Man, the voice of God is in itself immaculate. The voice of God in and of itself is majestic and powerful. You think and you talk about people who meet celebrities or who meet dignitaries or who meet leaders, and they have an aura about them, one of authority, one of a strong and steady and stern voice to get things done. And we're moved by that sometimes. But imagine the voice of God, Imagine throughout the history of the Bible, when God spoke, things happened. When God spoke, lives were changed. When God spoke, battles were turned completely around and won by those who were submissive to God. Someone that powerful, someone that majestic, chooses a time to speak personally to us. Oh, how thankful. How thankful. How precious it is to have a relationship where God, the Creator of heaven, can speak to us in such a gentle and instructive voice. And also, He reminds us. He said, "For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee." I know that. But sometimes I am too busy. Sometimes I am too focused on what I'm facing to thank Him for what He has brought me through already. And I need to be reminded, as God speaks to me, not necessarily in His authoritative voice, not necessarily in His powerful voice, but in His loving and compassionate and understanding voice, He whispers, "I have blessed you. I have blessed you in all the works of thy hands. I blessed you going out, and I blessed you coming in. I have protected you on your journeys when you could not see the imminent danger that was down the road, but I kept you safe. You closed your eyes, and I sustained you through the night." Hallelujah. "I kept you when you thought you could not take another step. Do you remember praying, 'God, just take me now'? And I compassionately persuaded you it was not your time. I still have blessings for you. I have kept you. I have sustained you. I have been with you, not only on the mountaintop, but I've been with you in the valley. I've carried you across the desert. I've held your hand when nobody else was there to give you a word. I have blessed you. I have been with you this whole time. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness." God, where are you? "I'm right here. But I'm in the wilderness. But that's all right, because I will not leave you, and I will not forsake you. In fact, I will go with you all the way, even unto the end. I was with you in the wilderness. I was with you in your lowest time. I was with you when you could not hold your head up. I was with you when you were questioning your ministry. I was with you when you couldn't find a word of praise anywhere. You couldn't even lift your voice. You couldn't even get your mind on God. You were not destitute. You were not by yourself. It was me that was with you, and I will carry you through. I will be a constant companion with you wherever you go, whatever you face. I know you've walked through the wilderness. I know it's been through a dry season. I know that you're almost in a state of frantic and don't know this confusion is overmounting. I know I've seen you, but I want you to understand, I still, in fact, have a promise for you, one just for you, one that only you can enter into. It won't fit anybody else. It's custom made for you." Hallelujah. And then He said, These 40 years, can I tell you, 40 years is is but just a vapor. Many of you today can think 40 years ago and how fast that 40 years have gone. And can I tell you today that there are bodies in a cemetery that never reached the age of 40. And God has been with us. God has been with the children of Israel. It is remarkable because the children's journey was so backtracked. And I think, Lord, why didn't they just go straight to the promised land? It seems so simple. They take a few steps, then they go back, and then they go this way, and they zigzag that way, and they just go round and round and round. I said, God, what was the matter with that people? God said, why don't you walk in a straight line? Let's don't talk about that, God. It's easy to see the faults of others, but God says, why don't you walk in a straight line? Do you realize how much you backtracked? Do you realize how much you zigzagged? Do you remember how much you've lagged on me and said, Lord, I don't know which way to go? You said yourself it's just a straight line. The promise is just ahead of you. Come on. But even though, listen, I love this, even though you went backwards, even though you fell by the wayside, said, I can't go on, I was with you. These 40 years. I was with you these 40 years. God, you just don't realize. Yes, I do. I was with you. God, you don't understand. Yes, I do understand because I've been with you every step of the way. Glory to God. That ought to encourage somebody today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let me tell you something. If He's been with you 40 years in the wilderness, He'll be with you as you enter into the promised land as well. Glory to God. Hand in hand with the Lord. Glory to God. Thou hast lacked nothing. But God, I hadn't received that. Thou hadst lacked nothing. But God, don't you remember me? Thou hast lacked nothing. Maybe we hadn't got everything we wanted because it wasn't God's intent for us to get that. Hallelujah. Can I preach to you? You're at a place now on your journey, but don't you meddle with them. But God, I like it here. This is the best I've seen in 40 years. We're by the coast. The land is fertile. There's already an established people here. They can feed us. They can help us. That's not your blessing. That's not your promise. God, I want to be like somebody else. That's not what God wants in your life. God, why can't I be like Him? He never has issues. He never has problems. That's not your promise. You don't know where God has brought them. Don't you meddle with them. You let them sustain you. But this is not where you're going to live. This is not where you're going to be blessed. You can't see it. And that's understandably. But I have something better for you. And I know this looks good, but I got something better for you. Something that is just for you. I'm working it out now. Hold on to your promise. Hold on to God's word. Hold on by faith. And know the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. I know your walk. Been there with you. 40 years I've been with you. Sister Penny and I went to a wedding this week, and something about weddings remind me of ours. We naturally got to talking about it, and I said something, and I didn't get the years exactly right. I used a general term in stating the years that we had been married. It was over 40. I got close. And I used the range, 42, 44 years, somewhere in there. She says, you mean you don't know exactly? Well, when she spoke that, and I was reading, I'm thinking, God says, you don't know exactly. You're going to speak to me in general terms? You've been with me, Lord, through thick and thin all these years. You mean to tell me you don't know how many years? God's speaking now. Not only can I tell you the years, I can tell you the days, and I can tell you the hours of those days, and I can tell you the minute of every hour, and I can tell you every time that you was down. I can tell you every time that a tear rolled down your cheek. I can tell you every time you rolled and tossed in your sleepless night, and you thought, you say, you've been with me through all of this. Yes, I've been with you through every fear, every problem, every sickness, every affliction, every sleepless night. These 40 years. Years, whatever it was, I have not left your side. And now I'm about to bring you into your promise. I'm about to get you over the threshold of what you've been seeking for, of what you've been praying for, of what you've been believing for. Hallelujah. Because I've been with you every second of every day, and I have sustained thee. Hallelujah. I've made a way. Because you've lacked nothing. And now your promise is about to be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can I tell you, whether it's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more years that you have served God, that you have in fact live for the Lord with His Holy Spirit within you. Can I tell you, it's not a time to become complacent and begin to meddle, begin to exist, begin to be satisfied, begin to set up stakes here in this temporary thing that's only here to sustain us. Man, I know it feels good. I know you're excited about it. But this is just a place to sustain you. I know you've been running. But when you get to that little water station and they give you that cup of water, that's not your ending zone. That's not where you're supposed to quit. I know you're tired. Come on. I know that water tastes good. And I know it'd be easy to say, you know what? I'm just going to sit here. But can I remind you, that's not the finishing line. That's not the end of the race. Glory to God. That cup of water that you have just received, that's to make you go on. That's not to make you sit down. That's not to make you quit. Come on. That spiritual blessing that God has just poured out on you, that's not the end result. That's not a stopping place. That's not the finishing line. We still got to go. We still got to go. Don't quit. Don't become complacent. The best is down the road. I've given you a blessing. I've been with you all of this time. I was with you in the wilderness, and I have sustained you. Now you're about to enter in to that blessing. This is not your promise, but your promise is on the way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Music, if you would come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Yea, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Come on, praise Him in this house. God's word has gone forth. God's promise has gone forth. Come on, praise Him. Come on, somebody needs to hear this. This was meant for somebody in this congregation. Would you stand to your feet? Would you lift your hands? Would you glorify God? Hallelujah. If you're here today and you've decided to sit down on God, this is your time. This is your opportunity to come forward this morning and be blessed of God. Come on, saints, pray. Come on, children of God, pray. The Spirit of God is in this place. Won't you come? Won't you come? Rededicate your life. Come on, be committed to God. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come.
One just for you.
One just for you.
The Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Your prayers have been heard.
Yes, He's heard your prayers.
And the answer.
Thank God the answer's on the way.
Making for you today.